Okay, I'm sorry, who are you?
My name is Michael Walker. I am the technician of the Windows Technical Department for regarding a computer. So how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing good, Michael. How are you?
I am fine. I am in front of your computer right now.
Yeah? How did you know I was in front of my computer right now?
Okay. It's on. Is your computer on?
Yes, how did you know that?
Okay, I know the CNS ID of your computer because from quite few weeks we are receiving so many error reports and warning messages from your computer. And it will be tracked down any moment, okay?
Okay, how do you know how did you get reports from my computer?
Yes, do you know what is CNS ID of your computer? From the CNS ID we know this report, okay?
Okay.
CNS ID means Computer License Secure ID, and every computer has a different CNS ID, and that is CNS ID having two persons. One is the user, that means you, and another is the manufacturing department, that's it. And that CNS ID is connected to our server, or means Windows Technical Department, for a long period, okay? And from the CNS ID, we're receiving these reports. So just go ahead and turn on your computer, so that I can show you the problem. And this hacking file makes your computer slow by slow, day by day slower. And just go ahead and turn on your computer so that I can fix those problems in front of your eyes. And I can show the problem that you have, okay?
You can fix this problem for me?
Yes. Can you turn on your computer? Otherwise, you will lose your computer, okay?
I will lose my computer? How can I lose my computer?
Come again?
How can I lose my computer?
Because it has been downloaded from spyware and malware files. Whenever you go to the internet to browse something like YouTube, Facebook, at that time, the wrong thing happens with your computer, and some online hackers hack your computer IP address also. So that's the reason your computer will be crashed out or any movement, okay?
But I have protection on my computer.
Come again?
I have protection. I have virus and malware protection on my computer.
I can't understand. Come again loudly.
I have virus protection and malware protection on my computer, so I can't have any viruses.
Okay, I just understand that you have an antivirus, but the reason is that an antivirus can protect your computer and your only virus, not the spyware or malware or hacking file. So if you haven't this file, so why we are receiving so many error reports and warning messages?
So you're getting error reports from my computer at Microsoft?
Yes. Yeah, no, we are not calling from Microsoft. We are calling from the Windows Technical Department. Microsoft is the manufacturing department, and Windows Technical Department, that's included.
Okay, so you're not calling from Microsoft, but you're calling from Windows?
Windows Technical Department, who take care of all the other software parts for your computer, okay?
Okay, I thought Microsoft was Windows. I thought it was the same thing.
You just go ahead and turn on your computer, okay?
Wait a minute. Isn't Microsoft Windows? Isn't that the same thing?
No, we are not calling from Microsoft. We are a certified Microsoft technician. So just go ahead and turn on your computer, okay? So that I can show the problem and I can fix those problems in front of your eyes right now, okay?
You can solve it in front of my eyes?
Oh, you just go ahead and turn on your computer, so that I can show you the exact problem that you have, okay?
Okay, you show me the problem. My computer is on. I'm right here. I'm ready.
Is your computer on?
Yes.
What can you see on the screen board? Is there any icons?
Yes, I see my icons.
Okay. So hold on a minute so that I can transfer the phone to a senior technician.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah?
Hello? Hi, this is Chris Wilson, and I'm the senior supervisor out there. How are you doing today?
I am good. You're the senior advisor?
Yes, I'm the senior supervisor from the Windows Tech Department. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
That's great. Well, I believe that you understand for the purpose of this call, correct?
Yes.
Basically, we are receiving that notification for the past couple of weeks that your computer has been downloading some online hidden infection over the internet. And as you are not aware of this thing, so we are calling you to make you aware, okay?
Oh, you're making me aware. It's been going on for 2 weeks?
We are trying to notify you, and as you're not responding us, so that's the reason we need to call you up.
Okay, well, thank you for calling.
All right, so would you please be in front of the computer so I can show you the problem and help you out to fix it up?
Sure, I'm in front of my computer now.
The computer is on?
It is.
Right now, just concentrate on the keyboard. Can you see on the left-hand down bottom corner side, there should be a CTRL key, like control key, correct?
Yes.
And right beside the control key, can you see there would be a four flag window logo key?
Yes, I see that. It looks like a Windows key, yes.
Yes.
It has a little flag on it?
You need to press the full flag window logo key and press letter R. Like, press it together and release it together, all right?
Okay, I got it.
All right. So right now, what are we going to do? What came up in front of the screen? First of all, you let me know.
Yeah, it came up. It says run.
On the run ball, just type over there, E for echo.
Pardon me?
E for echo.
What's E for echo?
You need to type over there, E as in Edward.
I don't see an E.
Hold on. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, madam. So right now, what do you see in a computer screen?
I see run.
Sorry?
I see run.
Yeah, now type it down over there. E as an elephant.
I don't see an E as an elephant.
No. You need to type it down in the run box. Like E as an apple.
What's a run box?
Do you see the run box?
I see something that says run, yes.
Yeah, now type it down in the run box, E as an elephant.
I don't see an E as an elephant in my run box.
You don't see a run box?
I see run box, but there's no E in it.
Yeah. Do you see there is an off-in white panel over there, the run box?
I see the run box.
Yeah, and can see there's something written like open and the white long banner. Do you see that? The run box?
It says what?
It says open.
Yes, I see where it says open.
Yeah. You need to write it down over there. E as an elephant.
I don't see an E.
Madam, you have to type it down over there. E as an elephant.
I have to type it?
Yeah, you have to type it down over there. E as an elephant.
Okay, why am I typing something in the run box?
You need to type it down, E as an elephant.
Okay.
B as in Victoria.
Uh-huh.
Again, E as an elephant.
Uh-huh.
N as a Nancy.
Uh-huh.
B as in tomorrow.
Okay.
B as in Victoria.
Uh-huh.
W as in whiskey.
Okay.
R as in Romeo.
All right.
Yeah. Now what did you type it down over there? Tell me out.
Yeah, I typed it.
What did you type this down over there?
What?
Now give a click on OK.
What?
If I click on OK.
OK, I clicked OK. Oh, look, a big box came up.
Yeah, and what is that big box?
It says Event Viewer.
Yeah, now look at the left hand side. Do you see there is option says Event Viewer local?
I do, yes.
And just below the Event Viewer local, do you see there is option says Custom Views?
I do, yes.
So double left click on custom view. It's a double left click on custom view.
Yes.
And now look at the middle of this page. Do you see there is option says add any administrative event?
Do I see what in the middle of the screen?
Administrative event.
Administrative events, yes, I see that.
Yeah, now double left click on administrative event.
Oh, what are all those errors?
Now, do you have any basic idea about this error and warning, like why they are coming in your computer?
Well, I don't want errors on my computer.
What do you see? Did you click on double left click on custom views?
Okay.
Just below the custom views, do you see there is also this administrative event?
Yes.
Double left click on administrative event.
Yes, that's where I see all those errors.
Sorry?
I see errors.
Do you have any basic idea about this error?
Do I have what?
Basic idea, basic knowledge about this error.
Do I have basic knowledge about the errors?
Yeah.
No, I don't have any basic knowledge at all.
Oh, actually, madam, whenever you're going to be online, suppose you're checking your email, browse something from the internet, in that point of time, some of the malicious and junk file gets inside in your computer and corrupting your computer without your knowledge and without your permission, okay?
So somebody's getting into my computer right now?
Yeah, madam, someone is getting inside in a computer and corrupting a computer.
Oh no, what can I do?
Am I gonna close that page, okay?
What?
Can I close that page?
Okay, it's closed.
And now once again, press Windows C and later R key together.
Wait, have the errors gone away because I closed the page?
Sorry?
Did the errors go away when I closed the page?
No, Mary. You don't have to call the police.
We have to do what?
You don't have to call any bill. I'm just here to help you out, okay? I will just fix the computer. Now, once again, press the Windows key and the letter R key together.
I really want you to help me out, but is there someone that I can understand a little bit better?
I'll go to you.
Hello?
Yeah. Madam, now what can you see on your computer screen?
I see icons.
Okay. Now, I believe you already seen those errors on the warning report, right?
Yes, how did those errors happen?
Okay. Now, all those errors on the warning getting inside a computer, and once it's getting inside a computer, at that point of time, some unauthorized files automatically get downloaded through the internet in your computer, okay?
Okay, and you see those errors too? Can you see what I see?
Sorry?
Can you see what I see on my computer? Can you see the errors?
No. I get some information you're having a problem, so that is why we are providing you the service to make a call, okay? Now, I believe you already seen those errors on the warning.
Yes.
What to do now, I'm just connecting you to our very secure server, and after that, I easily find out what the exact problem that you have in your computer, right?
Okay, so I have to connect to a secure server, right?
Yeah, I will connect you with our secure department, and after that, I'm easily find out why your computer having a these type of problem and what exact problem that you have in your computer. Right?
Okay, and can you fix the problems that my computer's having?
And I'm just helping you out that problem. That's not an issue, right?
Right.
Worry about it.
I won't worry about it. I'm glad you called. I'm glad you called.
So, madam, you need to just bring up the run box again, okay? Press the Windows key and the letter R together.
Okay.
At the same time.
Uh-huh.
And what can you see now?
I see open.
On that open panel, is it empty or anything written over there before that?
I see event VWR.
Like it's empty, right?
Yeah.
It's empty that panel.
Okay.
Now, you have to listen over there. It would be www. Okay. Then S as in Sam.
S as in Sam?
No. www.S as in father, okay?
Father, okay.
As in father.
Uh-huh.
Then A as in America.
Uh-huh.
Letter S as in Sam.
Yes.
Letter T as in tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Letter S as in Sam again.
Okay.
Letter U as in uniform.
Uh-huh.
Letter P as in Papa.
Uh-huh.
Letter P as in Papa again.
Okay.
Letter O as in Oscar.
Uh-huh.
Letter R as in Romeo.
Uh-huh.
Letter T as in tomorrow.
Okay.
Then dot.
Uh-huh.
P as in Tom, P as in Charlie, O as in Oscar, and M as in mother. POM.com, okay?
Uh-huh.
It would be www.fastsupport.com.
Yes. Okay? Yes, I've got it. www.fastsupport.com.
Give a click on OK.
Okay. Now, what was your name?
My name is Rick Wilson.
Your name is Rick?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Rick, let me tell you a little something. You have dialed a computer repair company, and we spend a great portion of our time removing the crap that you put on our clients' machines. So if you think that I'm going to fall for this or that any of our clients are going to fall for this again, you're out of your mind. I have recorded you, and we're going to be posting this online. So your www.fastsupport.com has also just been reported to Google, baby.